Time on the morning show to put one up on the green. And our guest, you know him, he's Lowell Weaver. He's the general manager of the beautiful Medalist Golf Club near Marshall, right there around Cornwall's Turkeyville, USA. It's such a gorgeous, gorgeous facility.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely is. And I would imagine that you guys are hopping and jumping this time of the year.
Yeah, we've had a great couple of weeks. Actually, the whole spring's been great compared to last year.
And yeah.
Not only that, but last year at this time, we were actually closed. We had that windstorm they went through.
That's right.
800 trees fall, so it's nice to get past that day.
800 trees you lost on the property?
Yep. Yeah.
Nice
to look back at that and say, okay, that's in the past, and we move forward.
That's done and over with. It can't not hurt beyond, you know, obviously as a business, you look at the financial end of it, but when you look at how that affects perhaps the beauty and the layout of the course, that had to sting.
Yeah, it changed the back nine look a little bit. We were very lucky in the fact that most of the trees fell in what I would consider an out-of-play area for most players,
okay.
In the woods and stuff. didn't damage
nice.
Any of the didn't damage any of the clubhouse or any of the greens or anything like that. So okay. We were pretty lucky in that respect.
All right. We got a question this week, and I'm glad it's you and not me that's answering this because I'm not sure what I would say. And it's a scenario where it appears that one of the people takes the golf game pretty seriously and the other does not, and it kind of messes up their play. Here's the question. My wife and I enjoy going out to play golf every once in a while. She's not that good. And it throws off my game a bit. Is there anything I can do to keep my level of play more consistent? Or should she just get lessons, learn to play better, even though she could care less how good or bad she is? This sounds like they need a little family counseling, perhaps. He's got a little bit of an attitude there.
Yeah.
Any help for him?
Well, yeah. Kind of tough to get between a husband and wife sometimes. But, you know, I guess one of the questions might be, my guess is that he's out there trying to help her with her game.
Mm.
And the fact that he says in his email that she doesn't really care if she gets better or not. And so it's probably frustrating to him.
Okay.
So what I would suggest is just when he goes out to play with his wife, just enjoy spending the time with his wife and playing golf and not trying to make her better because she doesn't care. She just wants to enjoy playing golf with her husband and being out on a beautiful golf course. So the hardest part for him is to realize that she doesn't want to be better necessarily and just enjoy it. And not worry about how they play or anything like that. Just enjoy the day. And then the next time he goes out and plays with his buddies or something when he wants to be competitive, that's when he puts on his competitive nature and views it a little differently.
I can imagine that at the very least, it would throw off your focus quite a bit. If you're more focused on what she's doing than on what you're doing, I can imagine that when he talks about keeping his play more consistent, there's no way he can do that if he's not focused on his own game.
Exactly. Yeah, and if he's focused on trying to, you know, figure out why she isn't hitting it better or something like that, then yeah, when he gets ready to hit, he's thinking about her swing instead. Like I said, don't worry about what she's doing. Just enjoy it. And then when he's hitting his shots, he can just concentrate on maybe that's a good time for him to try and do some different things. Maybe he's struggling with his wedges or struggling with his tee shots. And when he's playing with his wife, just concentrate on hitting more of those type of shots so that it's a way for him to kind of say, okay, this is a practice session for me.
Well, that's right, because it's certainly not a competitive situation here. And quite frankly, rather than being a distraction, that's a good point that he could really use this, knowing that it isn't going to be a competitive thing. He can really work on the finer points of his game and just let her do what it is she does.
Yeah, you know, and you know, maybe then she'll enjoy it more because she doesn't think that he's pushing her or trying to do things. And then if she enjoys it more, maybe she'll want to get better and then get lessons. And then it's a snowball effect like most things in life.
Listen to that. I was scared to death of that question. He just picked it right up and ran with it. You know, there's no reason in the world why you wouldn't just want to go out and you say, enjoy a round of golf, spend some time together, beautiful place, and then a lovely meal afterward.
Yeah, I mean, golf is a very frustrating sport, don't get me wrong. It's doesn't matter how well you play. You have good days and bad days, and there are times when you wonder why you're out there, but at the end of the day, you sit down and go, wow, I just spent 4 hours out on the golf course, and it's just, you know, it can't be better than that.
Yeah, and of course, the Medalist, a lovely menu and a lovely place to dine after 9 or 18.
Yeah, we have the Osprey Grill up there in a restaurant, and actually sitting on the patio watching people come up 18. It's just a beautiful setting, and with all the weddings and things that we do, our food is excellent. He does a great job. I've gained quite a few pounds over the years. No, it's a great place, and I'm just blessed to be there.
Yeah. Tee times. How do we set up a tee time? How do we keep on top of all of the different activities and events at the Medalist?
Yeah, we've got a couple of things. One thing we have is today we have TaylorMade out there for demo day from 3 to 7. And then next Wednesday we'll have demo day with Titleist and Nike. They'll both be out there. So we got some different things going on at the golf course. But also, yeah, to tee times and things like that, you know, the best thing we have right now is if you go to our website, it's just themedalist.com, we have a link on halfway down the page. It's called Internet Specials. And people are always calling for coupons and ideas and things like that. That's where we have all those listed. If you go to our Internet Specials page, it has every deal that we have out there is on there. You can book it right there online. You can do that 24/7. We don't even have to be in the shop. You can book anytime you want. We have a golf app that you can download. Just go to either your Android or your Apple Market and just look for the Medalist Golf Club. You can download that, and then you can get tee times right there too. So there's a lot of different ways you can do tee times.
Make it very, very simple to play and enjoy the Medalist. Beautiful course near Marshall. Lowell, it's always good to talk with you, and I hope this family relationship gets better via golf.